If you're just joining us on the house, broadcasting live from the Danco booth, and you may know Danco from their Perfect Seal or perhaps some of their water efficient products for your toilet to make it flush better and more efficiently. They also have sink, faucet repair, stems, aerators, cartridges, and a nifty new product called
Zero Cut Bolts.
And that's Mark Garrett, and he is Senior Product Manager with Danco, and you are going to demonstrate this on air for us. Share with our listener what Zero Cut Bolts is all about. Well, and I mean, this is new.
This isn't
even at retail yet.
Nope, it's not.
First of all, that's the bolt that usually sits in the toilet ring.
That's correct.
Is gone. We're not going to use a bolt anymore.
Not going to use the bolt.
We're going to do is we're going to put in a hollow receptor to replace the bolt.
That's correct.
And what do you call that little
Well, we call this right here the T-bolt.
So it's a T-bolt, and it's got the head of a closet bolt, but it doesn't have the shaft.
Instead,
what it has is female threads.
That's correct.
So once it's installed, a set of female threads is sitting in the flange.
That's correct.
On either side of the toilet. And it doesn't protrude up very hard. It only goes up about a half inch.
Yeah, even less than that.
Yeah.
And you say, who can reinvent the closet bolt system? And I can tell you Danco. And you say, why? What's wrong?
We've been using the same bolting system since toilets were put in homes.
Now, let me tell you what
suddenly, we've got a device now that doesn't need a wrench.
It doesn't need any tools.
You don't have to worry about breaking the toilet, getting it on and off.
No hacksaw to cut the closet bolts down because they're too long and you have trouble getting
right.
the cap
put the
on.
Other, put the other receptor on so that we have two receptors, one on each side. But now these are both sticking up just a little under a half inch. And you tighten them down nice and snug by hand. No wrench.
No tools.
Now, we want to be clear that this is a Hollywood closet flange.
Well,
what I'm saying is
not, we're going to have poopy dooly all over our broadcast
table. The closet flange is not part of the system. This is for demonstration purposes only.
That's correct.
We're talking about the bolts. Okay. Now we've got the receptors in place, and they're hand tight, which is plenty tight. Now what do we do?
Well, now you have to simulate the traditional bolt so you can align the toilet down on the flange. So we simply do that.
Those are just little plastic studs.
That's correct.
And they fit down inside the female threads of the receptors. And now we can put the toilet on. So let's simulate. Okay, we're going to put the toilet on, align it with the pilot.
Which simulate the traditional threads, daylighting from the closet bolts.
So now what?
Well, now, actually, on these bolts, it's got two different labels, and depending on in the instructions, it'll tell you whether you need an extension or not, which we provide.
Okay.
If you don't need the extension, which is the case here, we simply just take those off.
And the extension, I'll bet, has female threads and goes over the male threads, which are daylighting. Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right.
And then once you establish which bolt to use, then you simply just now screw cross-thread it back down into that bolt.
Now, wait a minute. You can't put that nut down like that. There's no washer on there.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we now have this simple device right here.
Well, that's the washer.
It simulates the washer.
But
that's
it doesn't
correct.
Go all the way around. It's U-shaped.
Nope. It's U-shaped so that it can fit on the bolt.
Now, wait a minute. Oh. This is more than a washer. This is a washer and a wrench both.
That's correct.
Show us how it works.
Well, simply just hand tighten it onto your flange.
Okay.
So you're turning the washer to tighten the bolt.
That's right.
And the head of the bolt fits right into the washer, which is really good because what do we tend to do? We tend to wrench, and
break
the toilet.
You're right.
So we've got this hand tight. Now, how do we finish the job?
Well, we provided these along with the zero-cut bolts and their low-profile caps. And the reason why they can be low-profile is because you don't have, in traditional bolts, you usually have it's sticking up about three-quarters of an inch, a half inch. And it looks ugly, and you have this whole big cap to put on. Well, so you can simply just snap that on, and you're done.
Unbelievable. And the manufacturer suggested retail price of the zero-cut bolts?
$7.99.
All of that. You know,
yeah, take a breath. It's exciting news.
I do not understand
why
this was not the way it was done in the beginning.
It's innovation.
It's backwards.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's innovation and it's exciting news, and it's just some of what we are seeing at the National Hardware Show, and it's a lot of what we're seeing in specific at the Danco booth, especially with the next line of plumbing innovation, next by Danco.com.
This is not the Mercedes of plumbing parts. This is the jet rocket to the moon.
Yeah,
of plumbing parts.
It's exciting news for the consumer because I think what you folks at Danco are doing is you're making things easier to install. I think you're making things that are more efficient, that will save water. And also, when you've got a product like the Perfect Seal toilet flange that you folks have, which we have utilized on television and on our own remodeling projects, what you're doing is something that helps save the earth because you're preventing damage that can require a full bathroom remodel, which could potentially add to the landfill.
That's correct.
All right. He is Mark Garrett. The company is Danco. We thank you so much for sharing this new product innovation, Zero Cut Bolts. And when may we see it at retail?
It will be in retail in September.
September. In the meantime,
what do we got to wait that long for?
We're going to go to nextbydanco.com for more information.
That's great.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this segment of our program. Stay tuned because there's still more to go live from the National Hardware Show on the house after this. Amen.